You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-A-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I know we all did. Hopefully it was safe. I know now everybody's in spending gear, which to me is a little stressful. All right, we're going to be talking about some cyber specials because today is Cyber Monday. We're also going to get to some medical news. But interesting, I'm taking a look right now at the menu that was on the Titanic. Apparently, there were a couple menus that were up for auction that made hundreds of thousands of dollars in an auction that happened over the last week. But one of the meals, I guess, was a meal for first-class passengers the day the ship had taken off, April 10th, 1912. It was taken as a souvenir by two fishmonger brothers, Richard and Stanley May, who used the Titanic as a way to reach Queenstown, Ireland. Now, I'm looking at the menu and what they served, and it's kind of hard to read, but it's just kind of interesting to see what they were serving first class at the time. I guess luncheon, they had combame jardiniere, if any of you know what that is. They had hodgepodge, fillets of plaice, beefsteak and kidney pie, roast Surrey capon. I don't even know what half of those are. Has food changed that much in the last 100 years? From the grill, they had grilled mutton chops, mashed fried and baked jacket potatoes. There was rice pudding, apples Manhattan, and then it said pastry. It sounds good to me. I don't really know what hodgepodge is, but it sounds good to me. Now, if not, I guess they could have chosen a buffet. Fresh lobsters, potted shrimps. This was on the Titanic for first class. Soubed herrings, soused. I can't read because, again, this was a menu that survived the Titanic. Sardines, roast beef, round of spiced beef, Virginia and Cumberland ham. They also served bologna sausage, brawn, galantine of chicken, corned ox tongue, I'll pass, lettuce and tomato. Then I guess they had a whole bunch of cheeses. They had Cheshire, Stilton, Gorgonzola, Edam, oh, I love Edam cheese, Camembert, Roquefort, St. Ival. And then it looks like, it's hard to read, it was given with lager beer and tankard. Oh, that sounds good. Okay, the second menu sold was for a grand lunch to celebrate the launch of the Titanic, held noon on May 31st, 1911. So, wait a second. They served this food before the ship sailed? I don't get that. May 31, 1911 doesn't make any sense. All right, well, anyway, these were menus. This one, oh, this is interesting. There was foie gras, tour to Claire, sole frit, beurre Montpelier. Sounds French to me. Filet of beef. I don't know. I'm getting all hungry. All right, well, anyway, the reason why I'm thinking about that is I did a staycation in Vegas. Sometimes if you don't have time to go travel, there's these local deals that you could get with some of the hotels or the resorts here in town. Or whenever we go to a charity event, we always like to bid on silent auction items where it's the quote-unquote staycations, where you get hotel and buffet or something like that. So we actually, during, I think it was the Nevada Broadcasters Gala last year, not this year, but last year, there was a Red Rock station casino package with buffet. And I thought that was cool. One of the nights of Thanksgiving break, we'll do it, watch a movie, go upstairs, whatever, go grab some buffet. And we took the kids. And, you know, I see people at buffet lines. I don't go to the buffets much because, you know, I don't like to eat like that. I like to eat very small because I'm trying to watch my weight, etc. But, you know, you have two free tickets to the buffet, you got to go do it. And, you know, these are pretty nice buffets. And you see people almost panic, and you know when they're foreigners, right, or people not really used to a buffet because they think the food's going to be taken away, and they are so fast and they are so hushed and they grab. And I just want to tell everybody, look, the food's going to be there. This is a 24-hour buffet. The food's going to be there. And you see the grabbing and the pulling and the fighting and the scratching. And it's like, come on, guys, it's okay. And I see it. Now, some of you are like, I don't see any fights. I see the fights, and they're small. You see people grabbing the spoon. You see people going the wrong way. There is an actual level of decorum that is needed at these buffets. And some of these are high-priced buffets, and I think we need to teach it to y'all, okay? There is supposed to be some form of line, and there is supposed to be a certain way. Now, true, we don't have lanes, but there's a certain way to go. Now, I know this because I violate it all the time. I don't want to stand in line if that's not what I want to eat. So you just end up zigzagging to all these stations, and then you run into each other, and people get mad because if they were in line, you just jumped into their station, etc. But the reason I'm telling you this is I don't want you to get hurt, okay? I do not want you to get hurt. All right, buffets are supposed to be a time to eat and enjoy yourself. And I didn't realize how violent it gets. So I just kind of want to warn you guys and just, you know, prep you. You know, same thing with, you know, holiday shopping. Almost every year we hear of somebody dying at Walmart. Now, I'm a huge fan of Walmart. I love going to Walmart. But I guess we have a death, the first death this year, from a man who was suspected of shoplifting from a Walmart in Lithonia, Georgia. Apparently, he was trying to steal two DVD players around 1:30 in the morning on Sunday. Store employees, two of them, plus the security officer, met up with him. From what I understand, allegedly assaulted him to the point when police arrived to arrest the guy, he was unresponsive and bleeding from his nose and mouth. From what we understand, the security officer did put him in a chokehold, but we still don't know the cause of death. So they're investigating that. Apparently, the security officer is no longer working for Walmart, and the two associates involved in the altercation have been suspended without pay. All right. Apparently, they say they don't know all the facts right now. They're in the process of working with law enforcement to determine all the facts and cooperate and will provide any information they have to assist in this. But let me just give you all advice. No shoplifting. Okay? That's a no-no. All right? Some of these people don't take to that lightly. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Scott working the dial. So it's Cyber Monday. Ooh, I don't even know what's the music for Cyber Monday. It's got to be kind of cyber sounding. And I guess this is supposed to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. Americans are expected to spend $1.5 billion, up 20% from last Cyber Monday. I don't see how. The recession's not better. But $1.5 billion, up 20%, as retailers have ramped up their deals to get shoppers to click to their websites. Now, we got some deals we're going to talk about that it looks like online. And I'm going to retract. I don't want to fully retract because I was correct all along, but I want to, shall I say, reword something that I had said about a month ago. Remember I told you that you have to be extremely careful with Black Friday specials, because many times what I have found personally looking at prices pre-Thanksgiving and post-Thanksgiving are things are expensive. So you walk into the store, you see the doorbusters, you go back, you buy something, and it was more than if you had bought it the Wednesday before. I've caught that happen to myself. I won't retell you the same story I keep telling you. However, throw that out the window when we talk about Cyber Monday. Okay? And the reason why is what's the biggest gift to us on Cyber Monday is how the internet tells all. So you want to buy, let's say, a lightsaber for your kid. One of those ones that makes sounds and goes zoom and zoom or whatever. When you Google that particular lightsaber that makes zoo sounds, I don't know how you spell zoo sounds, figure it out. You will get like images of like 10 of them. And you could then pick what's the cheapest price. Like, for example, there was a toy for like $16.97, but one store sold it for $19.99. So when it comes to these Cyber Mondays, I know many of us go, all right, well, they know that people are going to be shopping, so they're going to up their prices. The problem is, if they up their prices, it's pretty much blatant right there on the internet. You could see that it's higher because it's just another click away, as opposed to you walking into a store. You walk into a store, you know, they have the gift of you being lazy. You know, are you going to walk out and go to another store? Are you going to pick, you know, are you going to buy what you have in your cart? Are you going to say, add to heck with it, I'll pay the extra couple bucks, what are you going to do? Whereas with the cyber stuff, you could buy what you want, click, and go click to another site if you have to. You could just Google open a whole nother page. So I think you can get phenomenal deals on Cyber Monday. I think you can. And so if that's the case, go to it. Now, from what we understand, here are some cases, and there's also some coupon codes that I want you guys to write down. Those coupon codes are phenomenal because they knock off shipping. They can knock off 20%. We found one coupon code that would knock off 40% of that particular site. But I do have to tell you, I did notice, though, one of the sites tried to screw me over. By, you know, I caught their quote-unquote doorbuster, but then when I wanted to buy something similar, it was $5 to $10 more than any other site. And if I wanted to make the free shipping minimum, you know how you have to spend $100 or more to get free shipping? I had to kind of say, well, to heck with it, I'll just throw that in so I get the free shipping. So, again, remember, when it comes to Christmas shopping, okay, and holiday season shopping, they all, remember, they're in it to make money, too. So just, like I said, keep in mind, have that other page open just to kind of get an idea to make sure that you're not getting screwed. All right, but keep in mind, if something is multiple tens of dollars cheaper than another place, I would question it. Okay? Now, mind you, let me just do a quick side story. A few years back, you know those GPS, when GPS first came out, and you had the little, I forget what they call it, it's a funny little name that you do for your little GPS TV thing that you put in your, you know, on your car. Those things were multiple hundreds of dollars. And a store accidentally sold it for $29.99. People saw it was exactly the way it was, and they quickly, I mean, they saw, you know what, this is probably the product. They bought it, and that store ended up selling hundreds of $29.99 GPS units for the car. Every now and then there could be a mistake, but the key to this is really know your product, okay? And be careful that you're not buying bases of something. Like, for example, I was looking at some World of Warcraft stuff for my kids, and all of a sudden something was extremely cheap. And I'm like, whoa. Well, because the picture had the unit, but all that was being sold was the base of the unit. Be careful, because returns are going to be a pain in the butt. So anyway, they say Amazon is offering 60% off Panasonic Vieira 55-inch TVs that are usually over $1,000. Sears is offering $430 off a Maytag washer and dryer, each on sale for $399. I haven't seen 399 washers and dryers for 20, 30 years. That's interesting. They say 97% of online retailer are actually offering discounts, 97%. They say the Cyber Monday deals are better than Black Friday, all right? And the discount codes are really what make it. Let me see if I could find some of these discount codes for you guys to write down. And if for some reason, if I do speak too fast, then you guys can go to my archives. Okay, this archive will be hour three. We're in hour three right now, hour three of November 26, Monday. Okay, so Macy's. Now, Macy's has these buy one, get one free on selected sweaters and boots, 50% off handbags, 70% off comforters. Okay, now usually it's not the ones you want when you see these, but who knows? But get this. They have a discount code Cyber. The Cyber discount will give give you free shipping, okay, except for furniture, mattresses, rugs, etc. So Cyber, C-Y-B-E-R, but there's even a better one I saw. Hold on a second. This one I liked. I got to find it here for you guys. I'm sorry. Sephora. Many of you love Sephora, where you get your makeup, etc. All right. There's a discount code. Oh, no, no, no. That's not the good one. It only gives you, like, a couple of free stuff. Where's a 40%? Somebody, oh, wait a second. Somebody will give you 40% off with the discount code. I'm so sorry. I thought I had it. There we go. J. Crew. J. Crew, 40% off everything if you use the discount code Give and Get. G-I-V-E-A-N-D, Get. Give and Get. 40% off when you go to checkout, just right out the door. Madewell, I guess discount code TREAT, gives you 25% off your entire purchase. Vince Camuto, 30% off everything if you use the code HOLIDAY on checkout. So, you know, if you, and I talked about this on our Saturday show, if you don't have coupon codes, open up a new page and just Google coupon code for whatever store you're buying at. You will save the extra money. Remember, these guys are smart. You're going to use them if they think you're going to find their coupon code and use it. But again, don't be surprised if you see some prices go up. You know, the reason why I'm a little cynical this time of year with these prices is I buy gifts all year long for offices or for the radio crew or things like that, like baskets and gift baskets, etc. And I don't really see the prices change much from Christmas time to springtime to summertime. I don't really see much difference. And so when everybody says, because a lot of people, they only shop Christmas time for gifts or maybe birthdays. But I see this stuff year round and I don't really see the deals. In fact, I sometimes see it more expensive. And it's funny because many of my colleagues or people in the industry, they kind of get their gifts at different times during the year. And I'm like, it's cheaper then. I mean, here's a Christmas gift in June. So, like I said, just, you know, but know your product. Okay. Know what you're buying. Now, keep in mind, you may not get out of sales tax. Keep in mind about that, okay? You know, you may still have sales tax. You know, sometimes, you know, people think they're going to save money. Remember, the sales tax could be done in that state that you're in. And if that's more than the state you are in, then go to your local store. Now, people don't like us recommending cyber shopping because we want to improve your own personal economy in your city. I would rather you guys purchase, you know, go into the mom and pop stores, go into the stores in your particular city, get gifts there, and help spawn your own economy. But like we talked about, billions of dollars are going to be spent today online. It's easy. The packages get shipped. Well, what's also nice is a lot of times you're shipping the package. If you get free shipping, you could just ship it to your family member. You don't have to go to the post office and wrap it. I mean, things are getting so much easier. You want to know what I do a lot of times? I'll do an Amazon gift card. I'll do an Amazon gift card. It'll email to them, so I don't even have to spend money on shipping. I don't have to do sales tax because it's a gift card. And then my family can knock themselves out, you know, wherever they live. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So pediatricians are now, again, bringing to the forefront of discussion these pesticides in the house. And they're saying and reminding us that children are particularly vulnerable to the toxic side effects of pesticides. They're exposed to the air, the dust, the soil, their food, and high exposures could eventually cause pretty big problems. I mean, if it's a straight-on exposure, it could kill them. Seizures, etc. Let alone milder types of exposure could lead to cancer. So, I guess what the industry wants is for us to be, the medical industry, the American Academy of Pediatrics, has published a report today just wanting us to be a little bit more aware. They say exposure to high doses of pesticides, which can occur if a child unintentionally ingests a product such as weed or insect killer, is known to cause serious problems like vomiting, breathing problems, seizures, and even death. There's also emerging evidence that long-term exposure to lower doses of pesticides can harm children. Studies have linked exposure to pesticides while in the womb with increased risk of cancers in children like brain cancer, leukemia. Parents must have been exposed to the pesticides either at work or in their home and transmitted to the kids. They've even found lower IQ scores in children. So they want us as parents and grandparents to reduce pesticide exposure by trying to control pests in homes and gardens in maybe less toxic ways. For example, they say control cockroaches by keeping garbage in containers with lids, eliminate plumbing leaks, to use less toxic insecticides like boric acid in cracks and crevices. They also want us to avoid using lawn products that combine pesticides and fertilizers because these products tend to result in over-application. So some of our combo products of pesticides and fertilizers, they say don't use. Organic foods will help lower pesticide exposure. They say in one small study, children had lower levels of pesticides in the urine when they switched from a conventional diet to one with mostly organic foods. Now, remember, there was a study last month that came out saying organic foods are no healthier in terms of nutritional content. But if you're looking at pesticide exposure, yes, organic foods have less. Don't forget to also wash the produce, remove peels. Be very careful with pesticide products in the house. Make sure they're also locked up so kids don't take them. And it looks like the government may actually consider economic incentives for farmers who use less toxic pesticides. You probably these less toxic pesticides are more expensive, and so they need to incentivize. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about this interesting information that's come forward in the Casey Anthony case. Now, Casey Anthony was acquitted in 2011 of charges killing her kid, Kaylee. But what detectives have newly discovered is that on Casey's computer, the day her daughter went missing, somebody Googled foolproof suffocation. Foolproof suffocation. Spelled it wrong with an I when it's suffocation. Now, Florida Sheriff's Office that investigated the disappearance, we believe, overlooked this evidence. Orange County Sheriff's Captain Angela Nieves says Sunday that the office's computer investigator missed the June 16, 2008 search. The agency's admission was first reported by Orlando television station WKMG. We don't know who performed the search. The station reported it was done on a browser primarily used by the two-year-old's mother, who had been already acquitted. Anthony's attorneys argued during the trial that Casey Anthony helped her father cover up the girl's drowning in the family pool. But WKMG reports that sheriff's investigators pulled 17 vague entries only from the computer's Internet Explorer browser, but did not look up the Mozilla Firefox browser, which was commonly used by the defendant. More than 1,200 Firefox entries, including the suffocation search, were overlooked. Though, they say whoever conducted the Google search looked for the term foolproof suffocation and then clicked on an article about suicide that discussed taking poison and putting a bag over one's head. The browser then recorded the activity on the social networking site MySpace, which was used by Casey Anthony and not her father. Now, computer expert for Anthony's defense team found the search before the trial. So this was found. Her lead attorney, Jose Baez, first mentioned the search in his book about the case, but suggested it was the father, George Anthony, who looked up the suffocation rather than Casey because he had wanted to kill himself after Kaylee drowned. Now, they say not knowing about the computer search, prosecutors had argued Kaylee was poisoned with chloroform and then suffocated by duct tape placed over her nose and mouth. Girl's body was found 6 months after she disappeared. She was decomposed to figure out an exact cause of death. Prosecutors presented evidence that somebody in the Anthony home searched online for how to make chloroform. But Casey Anthony's mother, Cindy, claimed on the witness stand that she had done the searches by mistake when looking up information about chlorophyll. Okay, now, I can't tell you how many times we spell things incorrectly and something else may come up on the search. Okay, that can happen. Can you imagine? All right, my suggestion is if you ever do an accidental search for a substance that may be toxic, to very quickly correct your search. do it multiple times, because they could tell. Honestly, if you realize the spelling of chlorophyll, I mean, you know, if ever you mistake a spelling and it comes up with something you don't want, you could very easily go back and say chlorophyll. Get it. And then as you're doing searches, you pick, you know, you hit a variety of links. That'll probably show you in a much lighter light. I don't know what the searches could have looked like. I gotta tell you though, kind of interesting CSI type stuff though. I mean, kinda, you know, these computer evidence examiners. That's, I mean, to me it seems kind of easy. You just pull up what they search, you write it down, there you go. I mean, it kind of seems easy. And then following where they looked, and I don't know if the times are recorded, but this is just kind of odd that this would come out, you know, and it, since it's after, I don't think anybody's able to be tried for the same crime twice. She can't be tried criminally. But if she was looking this stuff up and she was the one, oh, that's some spooky stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Now, many of you watched the Macy's Day Parade. What many of you didn't realize is that there was some very sensitive material being thrown around as confetti. This isn't the first time this has happened. I think when the Saints had won years ago, somebody had been throwing confetti, and it was from an office shredder that had sensitive information. Well, apparently, a university student by the name of Ethan Finkelstein saw a piece of confetti on his friend's coat, took the confetti off the coat, and actually found it to have Social Security numbers. They decide to go and grab more pieces of paper, and they realize that the shredded strips of paper came from the Nassau County Police Department. They contain details about serving police officers, names, Social Security numbers, and bank details, as well as references to crimes that took place in the area. The documents appear to have originally belonged to Nassau County Police Department, which polices part of Long Island. Some of the confetti strips also had to do with Mitt Romney's motorcade when he was in Nassau County last month for a presidential debate. Okay? So, people picked up the confetti, played around with it. Be careful. I understand people don't want to spend money on confetti. It's cheaper to just throw your shredded papers. People love to litter. They really do. So, anytime there's a public arena in which you could litter, people just really dig that. So they'll grab anything. And then when they run out of stuff to throw, they'll grab other people's shredding box and throw that. People like to throw and litter. And can you imagine being up on the, I don't know, 50th floor in New York? That's got to be fun stuff. Just keep in mind, some of these things that are shredded may not be shred enough. Maybe they need to be double shred. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. You can always follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jack from Huntsville writes, Doctor, I get so stressed at work that when I come home, I'm a bear to my family. Do you have any suggestions? I don't want to lose my family. All right. Well, first of all, I mean, thank God you got a job. You know, I mean, it could be stressful. Things could always be worse. And I always say that. Just imagine things could always be worse. But it's interesting that you bring up something that I actually did spend a lot of time talking about when I first got on air a few years back. How to de-stress from work. All right. Because many of us make the mistake of taking out our stress on work to our family. Or like me to Scott. Poor guy. Scott has to hear it. Luckily, he's like, oh, we're coming back from break. Zoop. And then I have to shut up for a second. All right. When I was in medical school, one of the doctors told us, we had a very good psychology and psychiatry background from the medical school I went to. I went to UNR School of Medicine, and then my last year I did at UCLA. And then I came back to Reno to graduate. So I did most of my, like, electives and final training at UCLA. But I got a lot of psychology training in Reno, and I'm so grateful for the University of Nevada for giving me that training. And one of the doctors had told us that what he does with his patient, he has a couple patients, and the de-stressing from work is something that we as clinicians and as spouses, et cetera, we need to watch out for. And, you know, you come home from work, like, let's say you do have a wife who's at home with the kids. God bless her for doing that. You come home. She's exhausted from dealing with the kids all day. You're coming home. And I've even done this with my husband, right? Even though I'm not home all day with the kids, but let's say I'm with them for, I don't know, 5 minutes. My husband comes home and I'm like, here, take them. I got stuff to do. And I look at my husband coming home as now I get to get a break. Well, if you're coming home from work, or if you're the wife coming home and husband was home with the kids, et cetera, and you've had a long day, you're not going to want to come home and now have all this work to do with the kids. I got to do the homework. I got to now bathe them, shower them, et cetera. You want to come home and relax on the couch. So what one of our professors had taught us is they have their patients do something different, okay, to do a cool down period. So one was really into running and exercising. So he said, all right, this is what you're going to do. You're going to pull over about a mile from your house where there's a park. So when you drive home, if it's still light because it's twilight or whatever, if it's safe, you're going to pull over, change into your work clothes, your workout clothes before you leave work, and you're going to go and do your run before you go into the house. Go and do your run. A, you get your exercise done. B, because you're listening to your favorite music, you get to kind of cool down. C, now, you know, you've been able to get rid of what just bothered you within the last hour. You were able to cool down a little bit. Now you're able to go in, see your family after the workout. True, you're going to be tired, but you're not as mentally tired as you were. Another gentleman would come home, and the wife had already told the kids, leave daddy alone until he's done playing piano. And he would come home, and he would just sit there and play piano for about 30, 40 minutes. When he was done, and he felt like he could go and deal with the family, he did. Now, I know some of you who have been listening to my show now for years go, wait a second. Dolly is probably describing that these guys have serotonin level delinquencies and deficiencies, and they need to be on an SSRI if they can't come home and deal with the family. True, SSRIs could help, absolutely, but we're trying to think of ways. We're trying to think of ways to, you know, not always run to the pills. Many of us need a cool down. I can't tell you how many things just stress me out at work. And sometimes I want to fight back immediately. No, cool down. Do a time out. We've talked about this with stress. Doing a time out is crucial because a lot of times an hour later, you're not as upset as you were. Now, you may still be upset about something, but you aren't as upset. You aren't as passionately ready to fight this. And so, I think it makes a lot of sense. So my recommendation is if you have stress at work, you need to figure out a way that's going to de-stress you. One, is it your favorite music in the car? Two, is it listening to the Dr. Dahlia show? Who knows, right? Three, do you need to, I'm not saying go and do happy hour, but would it help for you and the guys after work to go grab some hors d'oeuvres? I love happy hour, not so much for the cheap drinks because it's half price on the hors d'oeuvres. Would it help for you to do that every now and then before you come home? All right, that's your treat, you know, or you go home. And you tell the kids, now you see what my father used to do, which was very interesting, you know, because you think back, you know, my father used to come home very greasy and dirty from fixing appliances. And so we would all run, because again, you know, we really hated my mom growing up. So when my dad came home, it was like, Daddy, save us from mom. She's been yelling at us for the same thing for multiple hours. But that's what mommies did. If your mom was at home when my mom wasn't working, she was the one that kind of did the discipline and yelled at you and all that. So when Daddy came home, it was like, hey, Daddy, hey, Daddy. But what he would say is, look, I got to take a shower. Okay, I got to wash off. I got to take a shower. I love you guys. I'll be, and he'd be gone for about 20, 30 minutes. But then he'd be all clean. He'd sit on the couch or he'd sit at dinner time, and then we were able to jump all over him. But you kind of wonder, was that dad's out? Was his, look, okay, I'm all dirty. I'll give you guys all hugs and kisses after I take a shower. And remember, my father wasn't also the most demonstrative with love. But he would promise it, so we would leave him alone. But go and take a shower. I mean, that's one thing I do. When I come home, a lot of times I take a shower just because I want to wash off the flu and the phlegm and whatever I got on me during that day. Right? And whatever my patients gave me. No. But, you know, so I'll go home, I'll take a shower, and I'll change. I'll tell the kids, careful, don't hug me because I don't know if I have any blood on my clothes or whatever from a procedure. So, I would go take a shower, and I would just do that because, again, I wanted to be clean. But, again, that's a good cool down because now you're ready to deal with the kids' baloney. Right? I call it bull crap. Right? Even though it's not bull crap, I mean, God bless us for having kids and them being able to. I thank God every day for my being able to listen to the kids' stuff. But if you walk into the house stressed, you're not going to be able to handle, I don't know how to do my algebra, Dad. I need you to do it. Dad, I don't remember all the presidents. I need you to write them down for me. I mean, I have a hell of a time doing my kids' homework. Mind you, I loved school. I loved homework. But no, I am drained at the end of the day. The last thing I want to do is my kids' homework. I want to watch Pawn Star reruns or whatever's on when I come home at work, you know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A woman from America has died in Hungary after allegedly being refused a seat on three flights back to New York because she was too heavy to fly. Vilma Soltes, 56 years old, had weighed 425 pounds, had only one leg, and used a wheelchair. She died from health complications in Hungary 9 days after she was kicked off the first of three flights. And now her death could be the cause of a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the airlines. September 17, she had traveled with her husband, Janos, to Hungary to stay at a vacation home. They made this trip every year. Before the journey, the travel agent informed Delta of the patient's condition, and they planned to return October 15 so she could continue her medical treatment. My guess is she had diabetes if she lost a leg. It looks like she also had kidney disease. Apparently, the wife was already seated on the plane, but they were asked to leave by the airlines. They tried to lift her back they tried to put her into the back of the plane, but they didn't have an extension to secure her, so there was no seatbelt. So we have an issue where our planes can't take obese passengers. We're going to have to figure something else out. All right, don't go away, guys. Actually, go away, and I'll see you tomorrow. This is the end of the show. God bless you guys. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Take care.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.